3, 2, 1. Welcome
to the Foul Monkeys Radio Program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
I doubt anyone could hear that.
Right. Go ahead, start the show.
Why do you put pressure on me?
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode, I don't know what, 168?
Oh, it is, and I labeled it 169.
You suck at life.
I guess I was thinking about other things.
This is Nicole.
This is Ricky.
Yay, I did it.
I know, not really.
Kind of. With some assistance, maybe.
Some or a lot?
A lot.
That's what I thought.
Shut up your face.
Your mom shuts her face.
You shut your
around my...
Don't even say it. She was totally being so nice to you the other day, too.
I know,
she
right?
was like, I love Ricky. He's so funny. He's hilarious.
Did you say, oh, you should listen to the show I'm on and see how much he talks about you?
No. She said she wanted to listen to it, and I was like, Mom, you'll hear me saying dirty words. And she said, that's cool. You're a I don't expect anything less.
You totally said your last name. I have to beep that shit out. Fuck.
I didn't even think about it.
I know.
You need a big, just like a whiteboard of things to be.
I cannot say. I have a whiteboard right there. We just don't use it. All right.
I'm going to write it right now.
Beep out Nicole's last name. That's so funny. I don't think we have an eraser. Let me see that marker. That's a highlighter, isn't it? It's in the big cup, the Wendy's cup. But they're probably dry because we never use them. So just try whatever. Can you reach it? Okay, let me pause this.
I'm ready.
And we're back.
Sorry.
Nicole had to write the things down on the board that were supposed to beep out in the last two. This is the most I have ever beeped out in my whole fucking career at Foul Monkeys.
I'm sorry. I say things I'm not supposed to.
I know.
I didn't mean it.
After we made that huge, huge fit about what's our, your, what was your friend's name? Sarah.
No.
Remember when she said your last name?
Oh,
when
yeah.
she spelled it out, basically.
Yes.
And then you're like, no, that's too much information.
Yeah.
And then you just said it again.
I didn't think about it. And I forgot about that other time until just now.
That was pretty funny, though.
Okay.
So, what's been going on since 5 minutes ago?
Nothing. I'm just sitting
so
here.
So we,
still.
What was that?
What?
You're like,
oh, my throat like scratched.
Okay, is that what you call your throat these days? I hate to smell your breath. Okay, that went over like a lead balloon. Sorry.
Because it was not funny.
It wasn't. Me.
No. I'm,
oh. Okay. That
we need to talk
me.
About what we want to be for Halloween. We've decided.
Oh, yeah. So, a couple of days ago when we were sitting at CC's.
No, it was today. Don't even front.
No, you did not say.
I did.
Don't even front.
By the way, guys, I'm white.
Welcome back to 1997.
Yo, what up? Word to your mother.
Homies.
Okay, there's a girl at work who told me the other day that she when she was growing up, she was scared of movie Coneheads. And I was like, why? She goes, I don't know. I used to have nightmares. They were coming at me with their cones, like trying to get me. And I thought it was hilarious. So that night, I went home and I went on Google and I found a picture of Beldar Conehead when he's at the dentist and his mouth is open like humongously wide and shows like his six rows of teeth. And I posted it on her MySpace and she got scared and said it made her poop her pants almost. But then, today, Ricky and I decided we are going to be
coneheads
for Halloween. Now, if anybody has any information
on how to make our cone heads.
Yeah. We want to be cone heads, but we don't know how to make the cone. So if you're an artist of any kind or have a cone that you could like give us, that would be great.
Where would we get one? I still don't know where we get one.
Ricky said we could paper mache a cone, but
but then it wouldn't be smooth. It'd be all like wrinkly.
Bumpy. And
then it'd fall apart like a turban.
Newspaper.
People will be reading the comics.
Oh my god, totally got that. The comics on our heads. Yes.
So, but we laughed like super hard, more than we really needed to laugh.
No, CC. Because we said that we would eat our subs in two bites and touch cones and
have
stuff.
Sex. She's like dying. How sad are we that we're at CC's on Sunday by ourselves watching Salad Shooter and talking about Coneheads?
And watching the Even Stevens movie.
We're so sad.
Before he got hot.
Oh, he was so ugly.
He was like 11. I told you that already.
He was more than 11. Maybe.
13.
No, he was reaching
20,
17.
He's
or
only
18.
Like 21. He's young.
Old enough for me.
We know.
Oh, what's that supposed
cradle
to mean?
Cradle robber. Father Time. Me.
So now I'm Father Time. I actually, and Mother Nature was my bitch.
Oh, you're so old. You bought Father Time his first drink of alcohol.
He's so old. I bought his watch. His first watch.
You're so old, you only know how to tell time from sundial. I'm going to build you one in your front yard. Or wait, you don't have one. Your side yard. Backyard.
My backyard.
That you share with a thousand other people.
That my dog goes and shits in and I don't clean it up.
Perfect place for the sundial.
And then kids all play on it. One time I saw this kid fall in a pile of shit. And he was like this. He was like, because it was stuck on his hand. You know how like sometimes it has fiber in it.
That's like when the dogs lick their butts and swallow their hair. They crap it out.
No, my favorite is Christmas time when the cat swallows the icicles. And it's hanging outside of his butt. But Christmas was like 4 years ago.
It's like gum. It takes 7 years to digest. This is so random.
We're so retarded.
But yet we're laughing.
And laughing's good.
Yes. We're burning off the calories of the pizza we just ate.
Right. Ooh, that pizza's not that good.
But we go all the time. Well, we've only been twice, so.
But you go all the time.
Heck yes, I do.
And we totally could have went to Pizza Hut today for free. For free.
What's it smell like?
What's it smell like?
My voice didn't get strong enough. I was just like, what's that smell like?
So we, another listener of our show who lives in Orlando, he doesn't want me to say his name, but he sent us this thing on RedTube.
What is it?
It's like
a porno, I know, but like, what's the clip of? Do we know?
It's like Disney movies.
No. Oh, like the Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Tis the microphone.
It's like 10 minutes and 48 seconds, but we'll just.
Are we having sex?
It's kind of bad.
Blow a load. Look at her.
head.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh god, Ariel! She's fixing to get boned with her fin.
Oh god, that was so funny.
Oh no, oh, her dad! That... No! Oh. King Triton better not be raping his daughter!
Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh my god, this just got like incestuous.
Look, she's like bored.
She's like, Dad, you suck. She's like reading a magazine. I got bills to pay.
Oh,
what is that? It's like glowing. She's wincing. Oh my god, who thought up this shit?
Oh no.
No! It's probably going to be like a gangbang. Oh,
oh, Alice in Wonderland. Ew, the Mad Hatter.
At least it's not the Cheshire Cat or Cheshire or whatever.
Oh.
The king's jacking off. He's like, nah, nah, nah.
All right, we'll just... Oh, no.
Jasmine. You don't even have legs.
Okay, I'm totally gonna post this.
Wait, don't stop it. I want to see all of them now. Oh, he changed colors. Now what is it? Who's Goofy? Oh. How is Goofy getting Ariel? What? I'm confused. Oh,
that's making me feel weird.
Fast forward. That's bestiality time. Who's this? Pocahontas and John. At least they're kissing. The other one just went straight for it.
Oh.
John Smith's like, yeah, baby. Oh! Dang. Pocahontas is
Why are the
whore.
Animals louder than the...
The birds are like, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my... They take, like, real porno
voices.
They all
look bored.
No, Belle looked traumatized.
Oh.
They did not use protection.
Well,
she could have wrapped her moccasin around it. Oh, my God. That is so funny. Pocahontas is a whore. She's just, like, getting it.
This is awful. Oh,
who's next? What other dis... Oh, no! What the fuck? What was that other Indian's name? So... Like, Pechekowum or something. Kokowum, that was his name.
Oh!
Wait, is that's that Kokowum! Getting raped! Oh my god. Saga. I'm sorry.
Oh!
What the Kokowum. Pocahontas is fixing to get dead.
Gangbanged. Oh. Oh.
Okay, I'm tired of Pocahontas. She's a slut.
We're going to put that on the website right now.
That was horrible. What did you even type in? I have to watch all that later. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Where's the email? Did I delete it?
I don't know.
I think I deleted it by accident. So, wow. That
Look,
was...
as it stopped with Pocahontas' mouth right on a dick. Just around the river bend. My ass. Have you That's ever heard the wolf cry to the blue moon?
Is it the pale moon blue? Pale blue moon?
Blue corn moon.
Oh, we call that maize.
Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grins. Oh, God.
That was all kinds of bad.
It really was. Oh, my God.
My head hurts.
That's like a waste of half the show. It's us laughing hysterically.
I know, right? 15 minutes.
At Disney porn?
We're so bad.
It was pretty wrong when King Triton was hitting Ariel. Oh. What the fuck?
That was bad.
That's her dad. No, the Beast was pretty much raping Belle. So Annie threw her around and bitch slapped her a couple times beforehand.
So I'm putting it on the website that says, so here are all the podcasters and their parts of the play that we produced, the cartoon that we made during Gay Days.
Yeah. My mouth is dry from laughing.
So here we go.
Oh my god.
How do you spell ta-da? Ta-da!
T-A-D-A. Ta-da. It's like not one word. It's like two.
Oh, like hyphenated?
Like, yeah.
Like that?
There's no H. It's
really?
Just ta-da.
Oh, well, see? I hope you're right because I don't want to feel stupid.
Trust me.
I need to add. There we go. So it's posted. Let's preview it in first.
Oh.
We'll go ahead and publish it. There we go. And we'll make sure it works.
I love it. The first thing we heard was roar and then a bitch slap.
Yeah, it works.
Yay. That's Pocahontas was a total whore. Well, who knew?
She was, and we didn't even watch the whole thing.
I know, right? She's like, Cocoa-um. I got this. Ooh, John Smith.
What about Sacagawea?
She was on the coin. Don't
Lewis
diss her.
Lewis Clark.
She's like,
I'm on the gold coin.
One of you can have this hole, the other can have that hole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oregon Trail. Oh, yeah.
Love Oregon Trail.
That's fun to play in school.
Sue has died of snake bite. Mom has died of dysentery. John died of AIDS.
Cholera.
Gay cancer.
Someone got eaten by a mountain lion. You got
your
trampled.
Wagon wheel broke.
You got trampled by a bison. A herd of bison.
Oh, God. Would you like to buy a gun or 12 Indians?
You got scalped.
That game was so racist. It was so racist. Not you got scalped. Are you okay? Are you all right?
Tears. Fell from my eyes.
Oh, God. Racist.
Ugh, but greatness.
So, yes, we have a lot of comments on the website. So go to the website and the blog. Okay, the last video we posted on the website, somebody anonymously said, more kitty, please. I was like, thanks.
I know. I saw the comment before I, like, watched all the video, and I was like, more kitty. And I thought, ew, are they being gross about me? But then your cat showed up at the end and was like, meow. And I was like, oh, that kitty.
That black pussy.
My cone head. We hail from
France.
Oh,
my God.
What?
Nicole, tell them what you did to me when we went to go see the movie last week. About how you tricked me.
I didn't trick you.
No, you totally tricked me. You lied and you tricked
me. My eyes burn from laughter.
No, it's because you tricked me and you're going to hell. That's why your eyes burn in.
Oh. I thought it was because someone jizzed in it.
Mm,
no.
Could be.
No, nobody jizzed in it lately.
Lately.
No, last week we went to see The Strangers.
What have you done for me lately?
Not that.
Ooh, yeah. Oh.
Okay. Last week, it wasn't Cher. For a change, Cher decided she didn't want to sing that.
Right.
We went to see The Strangers, and we get to the theater, and it's a pretty scary movie. If, you know, if nobody has seen it yet, go see it. You'll be scared if you like that kind of thing. I don't know. So we're sitting there, and Ricky is, like, jumping and screaming and freaking out over, like, every possible little thing. And I'm just kind of sitting there.
Ooh, my stomach hurts. I need something to eat.
Well, I was hungry. Shut up. So after the movie, he was like, oh, man, that was so scary. And we were, like, you know, naming scary parts.
And I was like, why weren't you jumping? Why are you not scared?
Yeah, but he didn't say that. You never said
that. No, I was thinking that.
Well, then the next day, we're at work. And we're coming back from break, and our friend Samantha was talking about how she was having nightmares about it.
Just about hearing about
it. She's like, I'm dreaming of the burlap sack man. And we're like, you know, ha ha, you know, laughing at her. And then I looked at, because Samantha knew already, but she hadn't said anything. So I looked at Ricky. I was like, Ricky? He's like, yeah. I go, I had totally already seen that movie. And he was like, bitch! And called me a bitch really loud and laughed and was like, what? Why? And I was like, well, my mom wanted to see it. And then he said I was banished to the other table. And then I said, well, Samantha knew.
Oh, totally called Samantha out under the bus.
And she was like, So, yeah, he was
But I was all pissed off because I was like, she wasn't fucking scared. And that shit was fucking scary. It was... Is Tamara here?
No, you got the wrong house.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure, bitch. Right. Get off my land, whore.
Before I shoot your ass.
For reals.
Oh, but that was a scary movie.
That reminds me of what I was watching yesterday. 2020 on
yesterday.
Wii.
Yesterday.
Anyway. Okay. I was watching the 2020 on Wii, and it was about people who'd been stalked.
When you say Wii, you mean
Wii, the
Nintendo
Women's
Wii?
Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Channel.
Wii.
Yes, W-E. Okay. And it was about people who had been stalked or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was a lady on there who, she was at home one night, just, you know, hanging out. It's
sitting,
like,
up in my room.
Yeah. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and she hears like a loud bang on her door. And she's what the heck? So she goes to the door and looks out the peephole, and right as she does, she sees a man, like, run to the door, and he kicked it in. So he grabs her and puts her in the car and makes her drive to an ATM machine where she takes out, you know, the limit of, like, 200.
Yes.
Who is that?
Hold on. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, we're recording a show right now, so you're being recorded. You want to say hey to everybody?
Am I being recorded?
Yeah, you're on speakerphone.
Oh, well, hey.
Hey.
Are you at home?
Yeah, me and Nicole are recording the show.
Hi.
Oh, I thought you were still hanging out with Lou.
No, I came home around 9 o'clock this morning.
Well, hey. And hey.
Hi.
So,
all right, well, give me a call later.
All right, do you want to say anything to the listeners? They haven't heard your voice in about 12 episodes.
I know, right? I'll be back soon.
You want to tell everybody where you are? Because I haven't told anybody, I don't think.
Oh. Well, I'm in Arizona taking care of my mom for the summer. So I'll be here for a little while. And it's cool, but it sucks. So...
Alrighty, well, tell everybody bye, and I'll give you a call back later.
Alright, bye everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Alright, love you. I'll talk to you later.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
Phone calls, interrupting.
And I yelled at you for having your phone
Yeah,
on.
See how you are. You're such a
I'm a bad person.
You're such a hypocrite. Jesus.
Jesus.
Anyway, I was telling a story about the lady.
Yes.
He put her in the car, took her to the ATM machine, it makes her get out $200, drives to this, like, open field that's next to this, like, subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, you know, freaking out, obviously, not knowing what he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he makes her get out, and they walk into the field, and then he makes her take her clothes off. She takes off her clothes.
Mm-hmm.
He makes her lay down on the ground, then he rapes her. Then He makes her stand up and walk like 2 or 3 feet away from him. Mm-hmm. Then he shoots at her because he has a gun this whole time. Mm-hmm. He missed the first time, shot at her again, hit her in the back.
Damn.
She fell down to the ground, and he walked up to her and shot her at point blank range in the back again. Mm-hmm. Then he started to walk away, and then he turned around, changed his mind, shot her again. So he shot her 3 times in the back, and then he took her car and drove away. And she started to crawl through the field, but mm-hmm. it was hurting too bad, so somehow she managed to stand up and run, which you think would hurt worse than crawling, but whatever. So she runs to the nearest house where a lady was inside. She heard the gunshots, but she was too afraid to go outside. Mm-hmm. But she called 911. So the girl dragged herself to, like, the next house, and she, like, collapsed on the front steps. And this, like, retired Army sergeant guy, mm-hmm. he came out and found her bleeding and, like, naked and covered in dirt and stuff on his porch. Mm-hmm. So he wraps her up in a blanket, and he, like, holds her and comforts her because she's crying and bleeding and all this. And the police come, or the ambulance comes and takes her to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And they said if she had been there, like, 10 minutes later, she would have died because she was...
Of all the blood loss.
Right. And then the twist to the story was, well, like, that's not bad enough.
Right.
Her dad is, like, a reporter for this, like, big, huge newspaper in their mm-hmm. city. And he was the one that always had to cover, like, violent crimes and stuff. And he had a report on the rape and near murder of his own daughter.
Did they catch the guy?
Yes. He was, like, an 18-year-old guy. And he got life plus 60 years in prison.
That's, like...
Well, because life, some people consider life 25 years.
Oh, really? So he's in there for 75 years then?
Pretty much. He'll never get out.
Why is life considered 25 years?
In some states, it is. They, like, just say life and they think 25 years. I don't know.
Hmm.
But it was jacked up. And he wasn't even stalking her. He just, like, showed up at her house one night and did it.
Well, now that that story has downed us all. Womp, womp.
Hope you enjoyed that. That's ba-bum, cheerful.
Ba-bum, ba-bum. We have a phone call.
What?
Yeah.
Do we just get it?
We have another one. No, not just got it, but we need more phone calls.
Yes, that's true.
We need you guys to call us and ask us questions or just something.
Yeah, no one ever has asked me any more questions after
I think asking us questions would be very interesting.
Yeah, because who knows what they'll ask.
You can ask where our first time was.
Mine was not exciting.
You can ask Nicole how it felt when she shit her pants.
Oh.
Whatever. So here we go.
Embarrassing.
Hey, Ricky and friend. I don't know who's on the show this week. I have a question. Has anyone else used their Wii, Xbox, PS3, mobile phone to look at porn? Really? Does it seem weird to anyone else? Like, to use your parent-restricted Wii and look at porn?
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering. Have a discussion. Have a good time. Oh, and I hope Ricky got banged really good at the Parliament House. Like, real good. All right.
Like, real
was
good.
Was that Bjorn?
I think it's Bjorn.
I recognized his voice. He mm-hmm. is on my shit list.
Not really.
Well, no. I don't really have anyone on a shit list, but if I did, he'd be number one.
For right now.
Because he totally dissed me.
But it was worth it. You liked it.
He said I was fat. Girls don't play with that. Mm-mm.
That rhymed. Poet didn't know it.
I knew it, though.
So, I have used my gaming machines for porn use before.
That's lame. But you do have a huge-ass TV, so I can kind of see why.
Right. Huge-ass.
We have a Wii, but I've not used it for porn, because we share
it. You should
try it. I share it with younger siblings.
So, like, they've never seen porn?
They better not have. Katie's only... Well, nobody
knows
that.
Do I need to beep her
out?
No,
that's fine.
Okay.
She's only 16.
I'm sure she's seen a porn. She's probably been in one.
No, shut up. When she was little, though, I walked into her room, and, you know, they have Skinamax.
Uh-huh.
I think she was totally watching one. Skinamax. It was like a Kama Sutra one.
Whoa.
And she was... I was like, what are you watching? And she was like,
I always wondered how the woman could be going up and down, like, right below where the shins are and get his dick. How
he
does
must
that
be
work?
Really well hung.
I know, right? So, yes, I have used that for my enjoyment. But I did not get plowed real hard at the Parliament House. It was actually outside in the parking lot. I'm not just kidding.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's when I was drunk. But yesterday, I went to a Ben and Jerry's ice cream store.
Really?
It was the shiznit.
Did you have Cherry Garcia ice cream?
No, I had fish food and world peace.
What's world peace? I've not had
that. It's really good. It's like something. But it's not like world as in like W-O-R-L-D. It's W-H-I-R-L-E-D.
Like a world. Sweet.
World peace.
Got it.
But it shouldn't have been P-E-A-C-E. It should have been P-I-E-C-E.
So I have a question.
Oh, God. Is this like one of the questions that I would ask you?
Kind of.
Okay.
Well, because you mentioned it when you were talking about people should ask questions. So now I want to know.
Oh, no. Okay.
Where was your first time at?
I've already talked about this on the
show. Well, I didn't know. So now
God.
I get to.
I don't know if I can tell you this.
You need to rehash it.
I don't know if I can tell you
I'm
this.
Ready.
I work with you.
I'm ready to hear it. I'm sitting in comfortable position.
I'm uncomfortable position.
See, now you know how it feels.
My first time was with the preacher's son in the church bathroom while his father was preaching.
Oh, that is wrong.
That's so wrong.
You got to watch out for them preacher kids. They're always freaks.
They're the best ones. I didn't start it. He did. He initiated the process.
How did he initiate? And what details? Tell me the whole story.
No.
How old were you?
It's like 15, 16, somewhere.
Whore.
Whore.
I want to know.
No, I don't want to go
yes.
into detail.
It was a long time ago. You can tell now.
It was like 15 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. A long time.
No, I can't.
Yes.
It wasn't that much of a big deal.
You're
I mean,
in a
just...
church bathroom during a sermon. That's a big deal. I need details.
What kind of details?
How did he initiate it? Like, what did you say?
Hey,
like,
follow
me?
No, he like...
Handed you a note?
He had the hymnal book like this, and he was like, here's your hymnal book. And then he was like, here... And then he, like,
no.
touched me weird like that. Yeah.
How lame.
I know.
He thought it was smooth. How old was he?
We're the same age.
Okay.
So
then you just went to the bathroom?
Well, yeah.
And he followed, like, a couple
yeah.
months later or
no,
whatever?
No, he... Yeah.
He went and then you followed.
Yeah.
Did you... And were you, like, freaking out? Did you know what was going to go on?
I was nervous.
Or?
No, I didn't know exactly what was going on. But
he thought he just wanted to, like, tell you a secret.
Yeah. He told me a secret from his lips to my penis.
And then you
and
told
then
him
told
one
him
back.
A secret.
Wow.
When we finally got back when people were starting to get saved, I really think we should have been
oh,
saved.
Oh, you should have been first in line, knocking people down to get up front.
I need a drink of the baptismal water.
Now, wait. Was it like a Catholic church or was it like
Baptist?
Oh, ooh, burn to the church. Mine is not anywhere near that. Episode.
All right. What was your first?
I was at my friend's house.
How about we tell them about your visit to the theater with somebody that you had a first date on with?
I'd
rather hear that story instead. Oh, because at the movie theater when we went to go watch Strangers, you were giving a girl some tips.
Oh, yeah, because this girl was totally, like, getting fingered during the movie. She must have been because he was all up on her, like, the entire time. Even before the movie started.
Yes.
He was horny for it.
So you tell the story, and then you tell the tips that you were going to give her.
Okay. So, and the, like, worst part of the story is I had never met this guy before, ever. We met online.
MySpace?
No, it was, so would you do me? Yeah.
.com.
Yes. Which, I used to have a profile there, but it's gone. Well, that's, obviously that's how we met. Anyway, so we talked for a while before we ever decided to, like, meet or whatever. But when we were talking, he was, like, really hot, so... I was cool with this conversation that we were having.
Uh-huh.
We were just mainly talking about, oh, you know, oh, you're hot, blah, blah, blah. I want to do this.
And how old were you?
I was like 19. So I wasn't even like naive and immature.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was kind of still naive because I was still a virgin at this time. So I like earlier before the movie that day, I went out and I like bought a cute little top to wear because I already knew I was going to wear a skirt with no panties. Because I had this shit planned.
Dirty girl.
Yeah, I don't recommend that. for normal everyday, you know, occurrences. So we get to the movie and, hold you know. On. What is this? This is my background. My background song.
Let me borrow that top. Let me borrow that top.
Okay. So anyway, we get to the movies, and oh my god, this is so like retarded and embarrassing because I do have a friend that listens to this.
And this, she doesn't know anything about this story.
Well, she might. I don't know if I told her. If I haven't, she'll know now. Anyway. So we get to movies and we get our tickets or whatever. And as we're walking into the theater, he like smacks my butt and I guess was somehow able to determine that I wasn't wearing underwear from that. And I was just like, all right, sweet. And I already had in my mind, like what could possibly be.
Did he at least wash his hands first?
Before what? Like from what?
Like oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. We didn't have any food or anything. It was just, like, we went straight in. So. Okay. Not like he had popcorn grease or anything like that on him.
Colonel.
So, like I said, I had already been thinking what could possibly be happening on this date. So, I was kind of already just, like, you know, anticipating and kind of, like, excited anyway. So, we get in the theater.
Because you had, like, juice running down your legs. You're so excited.
No. Ew. So we get in the theater, and this is what's sad, is because it was during the height of this movie, so it was, like, super crowded and popular. We went and saw I Am Sam, I think, with the robots, and Will Smith is in it.
I, Robot.
Yeah, that. I Am Sam. What's that? That's, oh, with
the girl.
The retarded guy. Okay, whatever. I, Robot.
Sean Penn.
Yeah. So we went to see I, Robot, and it's an extremely crowded movie theater, like, I'm up against I'm in the seat, like, against the wall, and he's in the one next to me, obviously. And then there's, like, other people in our row and around us, behind us, and in front of us. So, this is so, like, funny to even think about. So, we're sitting there, you know, watching the movie or, like, chatting before the movie starts and all this stuff. And then, like, when the movie starts, he put his hand, like, on my leg. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, let's see where this is going to go. So, the movie is going, and his hand is on my leg for, like, the longest time, and throughout the movie, it just slowly gets higher and higher and higher up my leg. And, of course, the higher it gets, the more I'm like, okay, just get to where you're going and get there. Because I knew what was going to happen, and I was just ready for it. And finally, his hand is, like, under my skirt. I have, you know, no underwear on. Uh-huh. And he totally, like, starts to finger me in the movie.
Oh.
Yeah. And
I hope your mom listens.
She better not. And so, you know, he's doing his business and it's like really good. And I'm trying my best not to make sound or
to show that you're interested.
Yes, because, you know, there's tons of people around. I wanted to do something, but I couldn't really because there's too many people around. So, you know, he's doing it and doing it and
doing it. Wow.
Yeah, he was. And he finally, I, you know, come or whatever, but I do. No, but seriously, it was like so like good that my like legs were shaking in the seat. Uh-huh. I'm like sitting in the movies. It's so like horrible. My legs like start shaking. I like hold his hand like in place because that shit ain't going nowhere at that point in time. So I'm trying my best not to make any sound. And, you know, finally I like calm myself down enough. And then, of course, it's my turn to take care of him. So I try, but I can't really get what I need to get because the armrest is right. The old theater.
Oh.
So the armrests don't raise. Uh-huh. So I can't get my hand. So I can pretty much only just like through the pants do it. I couldn't like get in there. But yeah.
Did he come?
I don't think so. Because I didn't.
Was your seat wet when you got up?
I didn't check, but probably.
The back of your skirt was probably wet.
No. Well, it was a black skirt. So. If it was, you couldn't tell.
So, what's the tip for this girl that...
Well, first of all, she was wearing, like, a denim skirt, which... What was that?
That's an email.
But, yeah, my skirt was, like, a silky type thing, so it was easily liftable and movable if needed. Mm-hmm. Hers was like, you had
stiff.
To like, yeah, scoot it all around and adjust it. Not cool. And I think she was probably wearing underwear. You don't know. You don't wear underwear if you know your boyfriend's going to be trying to get you off during the movie. Don't do
so
it.
So that's Nicole Girls.
Yes. But yeah, that was an awesome day. And that's the only time I've ever seen him was that time. I haven't talked to him since.
That's so nasty.
It was pretty hot though. I had a good time.
Who is Rob Moore adding me and said he's interested in women? Who is that?
I don't know, but let's see.
You know him?
Sure don't.
Well, I guess I'll add him to my Facebook, ask him who the hell he is, and then get rid of him if I don't know him.
I mean, he's probably a listener.
A listener. I guess we have straight friends or straight people that listen to our show.
I'm straight.
Not sure I know him. All right. So, oh,
where's
he's from like Europe or something.
Oh.
Maybe he is a listener. All right.
Internationals. We're famous overseas.
We do have international listeners. We are going on 41 minutes. We have to go.
Oh, shit. Well, because my story was long.
And hard. You said I had to hold his hand in place because that shit ain't going nowhere
at that
time. It
was not. It was staying.
Were you like...
I didn't make any sound. I was like biting my lips so hard I'm surprised they weren't bleeding.
And when you say your lips, you mean your downstairs lips.
Yes, because I'm bendable like that. No.
No, they're just that long. You can pull them up and chew on.
Ew! Disgusting.
So, yeah, let's end this.
Okay.
Do you want to try to attempt to
end the
show?
No, there's too much to say, and I don't know the stuff. I already said this last time. Like, I don't know the number. I don't know none of that shit. You just go ahead.
I don't know none of that shit. All right, so... email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Visit our website, foulmonkeys.com. Go to our blog, which is www.foulmonkeys.blogspot.com, I think. Let me check that. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Join our MySpace, Facebook, Frapper Map.
Snail mail us.
It's foulmonkeysforum.blogspot.com. Snail mail us. Send us something gross. Maybe you can send... Oh, you could totally send Nicole a skirt and we'll have her try it on and just see if it's suitable for fingering.
Oh my God.
How about that?
Probably won't fit. So the answer will probably be no.
Oh, and I just wanted to say, I went into American Eagle. Is that? No. Yeah. American Eagle. Is that the name of the store?
I guess. I don't know what store you're talking about.
No. American. Yeah. American Eagle, where I got my hat.
Okay.
Why do they have size 26 jeans in men? 26.
That's like...
boys.
Tiny, like Herb.
That's like... No, Herb wears a 30.
Oh.
Like if he wore clothes that fit him. A 20 fucking 6. That's like...
Because...
that.
Boys like wear girl sizes now, which is so not cute.
It is not.
And
if you're a listener
like
and you can wear a size 26, please call me because I want to know what the fuck you eat.
Send a picture of it so we can laugh at you and call you names.
And say you're hungry.
I'll fix you a sandwich and send it to you.
I love sandwich.
Salami.
And mayonnaise. All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And you've listened to episode 168 and we're out of here.
Peace.
Holla. Atta playa.
You always go, at a pimp.
At a pimp.
I'll at a pimp. I'm like playing with you.
Bye.
Bye. I still...